Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Welcome to Charis Encounter, Moment of Grace with Pastor Ime Johnson, Lead Pastor, Charis Spring Impact Center, Transwoji Road, by Obatai Johnson, Woji, Port Harcourt. We trust God that you will be blessed by this word from God.
But now I see.
Hello everyone, Ime Johnson is my name and I'm privileged to be the lead pastor of Charis Spring Impact Center, Woji, Port Harcourt. I want to thank you so much for allowing me into your living room through Radio Rivers 99.1 FM. And I'm here to bring some word of encouragement and word of hope to somebody listening to me out there. Now, I want you to hear this. This pandemic will not last. God will soon make a way for us. How do I know this? Because everyone is praying. The churches are praying now. And I believe so strong that it is God that gives wisdom to science. So there's no scientist that can discover solution or a way out to this if God does not step in. And because the people are praying, we are all praying for the scientists, we are all praying for everybody. So we believe God so strong that any moment from now, there will be a way out. But that's for the science and that's for the government. So you don't need to panic unnecessarily. The book of Amos chapter 4 verse 12 says, prepare to meet thy God. Yesterday I said on social media that when you see people panicking over any situation, they panic because they do not have accurate information. And when people don't have accurate information over anything, they will panic. And I want you to know that Jesus had already told us in the book of Matthew chapter 24 and chapter 25 about these things happening. So we don't need to panic over everything. It was prophesied. And when you see them happening this way, it is the beginning of the end of the war. And so what do you need to do right now? If you're not yet a child of God, you've not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, why taking the expensive risks? Why not just surrender your heart to Jesus Christ now? You know what? I say this often. Even if Jesus does not come now, and you had given your life to Jesus, you lose nothing. But you know what? If the trumpet sounds right now and you did not make it, that is where there is a problem. There is hope for everyone that have a relationship with Jesus Christ. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Some of us quote these scriptures, but we do not believe in the reality of this scripture. In the book of John chapter 14, there is a promise that Jesus gave to us. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God and believe also in me. I go that I might prepare a place for you. In verse 3, he says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be there also. So the truth about it is that Jesus will not just leave us here on earth. It is a promise that he will return, and when he returns, he's coming to rapture the church. And number four thing I want you to know is, remember, you are the light to this world. You are listening to me right now and you are a child of God. You are a light to this world. You are listening to me right now and you have not yet given your life to Jesus. God wants to make you a light to this world. So that when the entire world is in confusion, you will be the one to be able to show them the way and show them the light and show them what to do and how to do. In verse 18 of the same scripture, the book of John, I just read, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. It's a promise that Jesus made to us. And in verse 27, he said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be ye afraid. This is what Jesus told us. Don't let your heart be troubled. Right now, I'm seeing people stocking up food everywhere. What happens if this happens to be the end of the world? Let me just put it that way. But I know the world is not ending now. This is just the beginning of the end of the world. What happens if you stock up everything you're stocking up right now and then the trumpet sound? People prepare for the physical, but they refuse to prepare for eternity. The worst thing you can do for yourself is to buy creams and keep to rub on the skin and then the trumpet sound and then you do not make heaven. Child of God, believe me, eternity is real. Heaven is real. Hell is real. Do not let nobody deceive you. The Bible says, I see the great and the small stand before the judgment seat of God. He said, books were open and other books were open. And he said, whosoever his name was not found written in the Lamb's book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Beloved of God, eternity is real. Heaven is real and hell is real. Don't lose your soul for this earthly thing. Start preparing yourself for the second coming of Jesus Christ. This is a wake-up call that the world governments will fail. This is a wake-up call that scientific knowledge can fail. This is a wake-up call that everything can come to a standstill. Sports has stopped. Entertainment has stopped. Everything has stopped. The only hope of the world right now is God putting an end to this pandemic or Jesus returning. This is not for you to stop your dreams and your aspirations. No. This is not for you. If you were building, you say, no, I'm not going to build again. I'm not going to go to school again. No. It's not a time for you to pack your work tools and go and throw inside the ocean. No. Keep building on your dreams. Keep building on your aspirations. Keep drawing your house plans. Keep doing your normal things that you were doing. If the trumpet sounds beautiful, we move. If the trumpet does not sound, you will still need to live on this earth. That we say it's the beginning to the end of the world. It doesn't mean the world is ending now. It might take the next 10 years. It might take the next 20 years. It might take the next 50 or 100 years before Jesus eventually surfaces. But beloved, it might also happen tomorrow. It might also happen the next 1 week. So my advice to everybody is don't panic. There is hope and our hope is in Jesus. But when you're preparing for the mortal body, prepare for your spirit. Prepare for eternity. For any moment from now, the trumpet might sound. But don't stop your dreams and aspirations on earth. Like I told you, this is not going to last for long. I believe so strong in my spirit that this pandemic is coming to an end. And I speak in Jesus' name. God give wisdom to the science and to government to bring an end to this in the name of Jesus Christ. And I want to advise you out there, please follow all precaution measures given by the government. We believe that these measures are all for our good and we are meant to respect the laws of the land. If you have not yet given your life to Jesus, do it now. Yes. And all you need to do is say after me, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I am wrong in the things I have done. I ask you to forgive me. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. I confess you, Lord, over my soul. I accept the love of the Father through Jesus Christ. From this day, I confess and I believe that Jesus is the Lord of my soul. In Jesus' precious name. This pandemic will come to an end and you will not be hurt. I pray that your family will not be hurt. I pray that everything about you and your family and your loved ones are preserved and protected. In the name of Jesus Christ. They are saying stock up your houses with foodstuff. I know there are many that don't have it. I pray that God will provide for you. I pray that God will sustain you. I pray that this period will not hurt you in anywhere. All this shall come to an end and you shall come out triumphant and strong in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak over the government that God will give the government wisdom. River State, Nigeria and the world at large receive wisdom in the name of Jesus. To be able to handle this and handle it well in the name of Jesus Christ. I cover our nations with the blood of Jesus. I cover homes with the blood of Jesus. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let this come to an end. And let everything be restored back to normal. This I ask and pray in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you so much for your time listening to me. We'll see you again next week, same time, same station. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Charis Encounter, Moments of Grace with Pastor Ime Johnson. Worship with us this week or anytime you are around us at Charis Spring Impact Center, Transwoji Road by Ogbatai Junction, Woji, Port Harcourt. Every Sunday, 8 a.m., Wednesday, 5 p.m. Word and Life Service. Fridays, 5 p.m. Prayer Storm for prayers and counseling. Saturday, 10 a.m. at the church office. Be free to reach us on 0815-952-5812. 0815-952-5812. Or email emailjohnson14@gmail.com.